B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All righty, it's a 3 o'clock hour, and it's brought to us by Corpolis Bakery and Deli. World-famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. They've been as good. We'll talk some Phillies with Jason Stark coming up at 4. Jason, who is the most mild-mannered man on earth, apparently was really startled by the Phillies' lackluster play late in that game last night.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, he was. So we'll talk to Jason about the Phillies and how that ended last night. They lost to the Baltimore Orioles. Tonight, Sixers, Flyers, Phillies are on. Wow. We're flipping. Flip, flip. Sixers plus 6 tonight.
That's going to move.
Embiid is playing.
All of the starters are going to play.
Oh, they are all going to play.
They're all playing.
Oh, interesting.
They're all playing.
We just learned about that right now? Because that line is, I just checked it. It says minus 6.
Yeah, it was, they thought it was going to be 9 early before it came out. And now it's down.
What do you think?
The question is going to be, how much are they all going to play?
Uh-huh.
Like, do you cap Embiid at 24 minutes? Maybe you do like 6, 12, 18, 24, just so he's not, and then, because Friday, they're not going to play anybody, because this not game's not going to matter.
Essentially, like you like the Raptors a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Unfortunately. Because I don't, now, if I knew the starters were all going to play 30 minutes, different kind of deal. But I don't know that for sure, that they're going to play all their guys for enough time.
The Flyers are minus 150.
Yeah, I like the
tonight.
Flyers.
You like the Flyers at minus 150, over under 5.5?
I do, and the coach can use these overtime games and double overtime, say, let's go, guys. Let's get up on our skates. Let's get out there.
Get up on our skates is exactly what I should say.
Go, get up on these guys.
That's right.
But I do, you know, I'm concerned about one thing, Mike.
What?
I need the Giroux line and the Hayes line. Actually, I need Giroux and Hayes. I need one of them or both of them to score.
Okay.
They didn't score during the round robin.
They did not.
They played all around, and Hayes was dropping dimes, but I need those guys to be threat scoring.
I think that's a good call.
They've been there before, and a lot of these other kids have not really been there before.
Yep. Okay.
I need them to score tonight. One of them.
Meanwhile, Phillies, heavy favorites tonight. Minus 177 your Phils are.
Yeah, the starting pitcher for the Orioles.
Eflin versus Wade LeBlanc.
The 2017 Flyers minor leaguer, Phillies minor leaguer of the year.
Yeah, it's Joey's brother. Wade LeBlanc. He's got a higher ERA coming into this game. Yeah, minus 177? Well, I don't know. They were a solid favorite last night, too. The longer the game goes on, that Oriole team just swings.
And the other part is Naris. And I know he wasn't great yesterday, but because of the amount of pitches, he's unavailable. There's no way he can pitch tonight, so who can close a game tonight?
He had nothing last night.
No.
Zero.
Well, that's another thing. Like, he's got nothing.
Well, listen, I guess you're going to try. You stick him out there at that point. All right, let's... by the way, I've been getting besieged by tweets and emails about, since I've mentioned my e-bike, which I have not ridden yet.
I'm scared.
I got a problem already.
I'm not scared.
Well, here's the thing. See, Simon Cowell, the report was that he fell off an e-bike and broke his back.
I know. Yeah. That's the last thing you need.
However, late word is he was not riding an e-bike. He was riding an electric motorcycle.
Okay.
Which is different than an e-bike.
All right.
See?
Just can't have having you falling off, Mike.
But that's like if you heard about somebody in a car accident, you wouldn't want Mike to drive a car? Mike is not Simon Cowell.
No.
Look at Simon Cowell's
I heard it was his back, and I got nervous for Mike's back.
Yeah, but he broke it falling off the thing. Mike, stay upright on the bike, and you'd be
fine.
That's not co-worker.
Yes, it is. The only other thing I've heard about an e-bike
that he was riding. It has a lightweight frame and is driven by pedals and goes 15 miles an hour without you doing anything.
Okay.
My e-bike, you have to pedal it.
Okay.
It energizes the pedals. The E energizes the pedals.
Okay.
So therefore you can go further with a minimal amount of effort since your pedals are energized by the battery motor.
Right, but you're not, like, flying.
It's kind of out of the Flintstones.
No.
Did he have a... It is out of the Flintstones.
I can go 28 miles per hour on my e-bike.
Okay.
That's faster than
people...
That's
pretty good.
That's faster than people driving.
Did he have a helmet on?
Well, he hurt his back, so there's no telling. Yeah. Was it compression? You don't know. Like, we don't know the
story. I'm just wondering.
He it was a Schwind EB01. S-W-I-N-D EB01.
Schwind.
It has a motor. It's 20 times the maximum allowed for e-bikes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Wait, it can go 80 miles per hour. Wow. There
oh,
you
that's
go.
Ridiculous. That's different.
Yeah, that's a luxury purchase.
Yeah, that's reckless. You know?
Yeah. So anyway, my e-bike now, I haven't used it yet because I got it home from the place and I had to take off the front wheel to put it in my SUV hatch. And so when I put the wheel back on it, the fender is rubbing against the tire.
Also, something's not aligned.
So, something's not aligned. Either I screwed something up or it wasn't aligned right.
Oh, that's annoying. So now you have to take it back?
I was going
to
drive it last night. I had it all. I bought a little bag for it. The bag latches onto the back. I was going to ride it to the grocery store, stuff my groceries in there.
You got the free helmet.
That's right. They threw in a helmet.
Did he tell you what color it is?
It's Robin's Egg Blue, bro.
I kind of like that.
See?
Isn't that nice?
That's a good color.
Yeah. I went different. I was going to go fluorescent green. But the blue seemed a little,
yeah, I like that blue.
Less intrusive.
That's nice.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Let's go, Joe in West Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Joe? Man. How you doing?
All right. Man, you know, we're talking about the e-bike. Don't you think a lot of people are going to get carried away with bikes like that? You know, you really ain't pedaling, but you can go 80 miles, 20 miles an hour.
Here's the thing that holds it back.
60-year-old man
driving. It's very expensive bike. So, like, yeah. But see, it's a funny thing. I'm looking, I go in there, right? And I go, my God, this thing is so expensive. Now, I look at this other truck, like this, you know, these sophisticated alloy bikes that you see with the little seats. And I'm going, I wonder if it's more expensive than that. And the other bike was $6,000.
Dang.
I don't know, who buys that bike? I guess your racers buy that kind of bike. I'm no racer. Right. I just want to cruise.
You don't even benefit off the exercise off it, do you?
Yeah, you go. Well, yeah. See, you don't have to have the pedals energized. But it's like when you come to a hill and you put it in turbo, it chews that hill up. Forget about it. I don't need that hurt my back hurting going up a damn hill.
Oh, no.
I'm still going to sweat. Don't get me wrong.
That's a touch of magic. That's a touch of magic to it. But my Sixers thing, you know, Mike, I think with thinking of Sixers, like, my vibe with the Sixers is, like, Embiid, he's a dominant player. I mean, no big man gets nobody's way. I mean, historically, I mean, big man, you know, Will, Kareem, all them dudes, I mean, they're just a plus. Plus, he plays defense. I think there's never no problem with them fitting in. I think the thing with Ben is that folks didn't work out. Jimmy didn't work out. JJ, I mean, they can't even replace JJ. They all put them guys together. They can't replace Freddie. You know what I mean?
Well, I was saying it yesterday. Just think of a starting lineup that included Jimmy Butler and JJ.
Now you're going to shake in Josh Richardson. I mean, that's a lot.
It's a far climb down, my friend. I agree with you.
I mean, for a guy who's a facilitator and, you know, you can't do much showtime.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, whatever we think about Jimmy, he's like...
It crushes me. I got to be honest with you. It crushes me.
On a higher seed, yeah.
To think what they were and how far down they are now. And it makes me sad. That's why, I'm done. Yeah. I had to wave the white flag. I can't hope for anything more with this team now.
No. At this point, I mean, they still have moves made. They can address...
Yeah, it was a crushing blow this year. All right, man. Yeah. Let me give you a general knowledge question, Joe.
Yeah.
These are the foods that they ate. So this is either a person, a fictional character, or whatever. All right, what was the favorite food of the Ninja Turtles?
Pizza.
Correct. Pizza.
That's right.
And then $100 gift certificate to Jasper's Bank. Just like that. Correct answer, boom. $100 gift card to Jasper's.
That cartoon pizza always looked so good.
Yeah, they did a good job.
They did. The way the cheese, pizza. The way the cheese would hang off when they would lift it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the problem is they would start getting weird because of that Michelangelo.
What do you mean?
They get the pineapple and the different stuff.
Come on, I mean, yeah, it's fine.
Pineapple and pizza. In fact, interestingly enough, I made a pizza dough this morning.
You did?
Yeah. I was bored.
Yeah.
I made some pizza dough, so it's like it's rising now. It's
oh, nice.
Rising.
When you plan on Friday is the plan? When you
I do it tonight.
You do it tonight?
Yeah, it'll be, you know, I'm going to be a nice rise when I get home.
There you go.
I'll make myself a little pizza sauce from scratch.
How about you can do...
I scratch it up. I got a little cheese. It's like I mix it with a mozzarella and maybe a Monterey Jack.
Oh, that sounds
good. See, I like when they do the Jack mixed in. Not every place does that.
A little sausage in there.
Sausage.
A little mushrooms. Yeah, I load it up.
That sounds good.
Yeah, well, it's just a night of eating pizza and watching sports.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what I thought about. All right, let's go, Kevin in Delaware. What's up, Kevin?
Mike, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Kevin?
Hey, look, Mike, I'm going to take a shot at why the Phils don't have a bullpen.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know you signed Bryce. Which is all good.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to sign JT,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to want to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't. They can't sign who they really want to sign because of those two.
Why not? Where's their salary cap in this game?
I know, you
see salary cap?
I know.
All right.
Mike,
but why can't they sign him then?
Because I think if they would. They would have done it, Mike. I think they know these guys can't play, Mike. And
No, they don't. First of all, the fact that Middleton wants to save a couple punt pennies here is ridiculous. All right? Now, maybe his baseball people convinced him that he didn't have to spend any more money because they had it covered with these bullpen guys. Well, at that point, if I'm the owner, I go, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Boom. We got to make a change. Seriously, what are we talking about? We're talking about relief pitchers.
I wish it was that simple.
Well, hold on a second. We're not talking about JT money with relief pitchers. We're talking about $5-6 million. That's all they had to spend for a quality relief pitcher.
It sounds so simple, and I don't know why it couldn't have been done.
I don't know either. Only the owner can answer that question on why they decided to toe a line when it's going to cost you maybe an extra $15 million to improve your bullpen.
All right, Mike. I just thought.
All right, well, let me give you a general knowledge question, brother.
Okay.
You're here at the right day. All right, now these are Disney villains. You know your Disney villains?
Somewhat.
All right, let's go. Somewhat. Let's go with Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil. What a great villain. Oh, sorry, Kevin.
Cruella de Vil.
Yes, 101 Dalmatians. Oh, the puppies are gone. Oh, someone stole the puppies.
That's pretty good. You sound just like a, what was the, it was, that was the housekeeper.
Yeah, it was the older lady.
She was wretched.
Yeah.
The Cruella?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
But, so you have a couple that is having a lot of trouble making ends meet, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
And then they take in all those dogs.
Those dogs are going to starve.
They didn't have enough money to feed themselves. The dogs aren't going to have enough food to eat.
But see, this is the point. They were so benevolent, these people,
yes.
that they would have found the way to feed them.
They couldn't find a way to feed themselves.
You're applying 2020 street logic to little puppies around London.
Like
a shelter for little puppies.
He was a piano player. I got to blame my father for this. I can't pay for my own damn self. And I'll be paying for $100. Well,
yeah, that's right. Your father was anti-dog for the expense reason.
I know, for a lot, but 100 dogs? And you can't afford. That's what I always thought. He should have opened a shelter at the end and adopted out some of those dogs to kind, good families.
You never know. Maybe that was the plan.
Nah.
They were stolen.
Like they were keeping all of them when they didn't have enough
money
for themselves.
They wanted to keep the family together.
They
could have family puppies together.
Take it away from
heartless man.
No, Roger?
You make a nice living, Mike. You can't have 100 dogs. That's too many.
You can't take the dogs away from Pongo.
Let me tell you something. I, what my ex, before we were married, she had a dog, and the dog wandered outside the house.
Oh man!
And there was a neighbor's dog was on a chain.
Oh no!
And the dog wandered outside the house and hooked up with the chain dog.
Oh yeah.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
And I go, Is this called dog when you get pregnant now? It's like, I guess it's natural when they hook up because it means they're in heat, right?
Yes.
So there's no chance they're not going to have pup. Well, the dog was pregnant.
Yeah.
So the dog had three puppies right next to me in bed.
Wait, so the dog's just sitting there. You're sitting there. The dog was giving birth?
Sleeping on the bed with me.
Uh-huh.
She had gone to work. We didn't know when the birth was going to happen. And I hear this blood-curdling sound, like this weird sound.
Yeah,
wake up and I turn over and the dog is licking the puppies out of her womb.
Yeah, they self-maintain.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. ripped off the placenta.
Yeah, they don't really want people around. Don't stay away from them.
With their teeth and I'm looking at this like in amazement. So now I got to move the puppies from the bed to the box that we had. Well, we were going to give the puppies away. We gave them to a friend. And there was only one left. I named him Mo Cheeks.
Oh,
you came up?
The dog had cheeks.
That's so cute.
There was only one left. We got rid of two of them, the friends. And there was the lone one, and someone was coming to get it. Because we put an ad in it. And I broke down and cried.
Yes.
Yes, because I'm giving this last dog away. It's the last time I'm ever going to see this dog. What is going to happen to this dog's life?
It's traumatic.
You know, it caught me.
Ginger.
So I'm putting myself in that situation. I'm going, you can't give up the puppies.
No. Ginger had four puppies.
Nobody listens to Bob Barker around here?
What do you mean?
Get your pet spayed or neutered.
She was fixed. Long story.
I know that was your ex-wife's dog originally.
Yeah,
you didn't know about the spayed or neutered situation.
No, I did not. My dog is spayed.
Right, I know.
Yeah, but see, we didn't think that like the plan was not that she would wander outside the house.
It's just an accident.
And hook up. It was an accidental.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, impregnation. So Ginger got pregnant with my dad's dog, and I thought that Ginger was fixed.
They were in the same house?
I was told
house?
She was fixed. Yeah, I would take her to visit. And then Ginger.
What, they snuck off to the guest bedroom or something?
No, like, they just, after months of friendship, they finally, I guess, consummated the relationship. And my little sister walked in on them. Very traumatic.
Oh, man.
You should see those puppies. Ginger, the Chihuahua, and a purebred Schnauzer.
Well, I mean, that's at least a couple of period. This dog that was on the chain was Mutt Central. We didn't know what this thing was.
Yeah.
Well,
you know?
He handled his business, though.
He did it. The dog was a...
He just looked too
was
good.
Was a cockadoodle.
Oh!
My dog, or not my dog, but my ex-wife's dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was it a cockadoodle? Yeah, I think it was. Cockadoodle.
Cockadoodle?
It was like white curl.
Is that a dog? A cockadoodle?
Cockapoo?
Cockapoo.
It was a cockapoo. That's what it was, a cockapoo.
Cockadoodle's a movie.
Cockapoo. But it was, I heard this sound. I go, what is that sound? I turn around, it's a birth.
That is wild.
It is wild. Thomas and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's going on, Thomas?
Good. I want to talk about this baseball team we have.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the whole thing up and down. It's just disappointing to see how, you know, them lose a game like they did. I don't know when the last time it was when they lost a game that, you know, that ugly, I guess you can say. I mean, they shot themselves in the foot. Segura should have just stayed in his lane, just stay where he was, let somebody else get the ball. I mean, when I saw that ball go up, I'm like, oh, well, they can't possibly screw this up.
No, I thought it was the third. I don't like him, but Rhys Hoskins has just as much blame for me.
Yeah.
You got to take charge of that ball. It's on your side of the mound.
Get
everybody away from you. It's easy. There's nobody in the park.
Yeah.
All you do is communicate loudly, and you catch a pop fly.
And it didn't help with Quinn either. I get he's fast, but you got to let that bounce in front of you. No one scores on that play if he does that.
Not thinking the game. When you have players that don't think the game, you're not going to win.
Yeah. Do you see, I mean, and it's not Joe's fault. I mean, his track record, he's, you know, a very accomplished manager. Do you see him moving any things around, you know, Segura, do you see him moving him back to second base, Kingery to third, or we just wait and see if Segura comes up?
You know, the Segura's under contract, and he's getting paid a lot of money. So, but in this case, if Kingery continues to do what he's doing, he's hitting ground balls to the left side every time. It's I can predict what he's going to do because he's just not waiting long enough. But anyway, you can't keep him in the lineup, so maybe they move Segura to second and they bring the kid up to play third. I don't know if that's in their future, but certainly I would think about it right now.
I mean, I love Ricky Bo's, you know, take towards this team. You know, it's when they do bonehead things, he's the first one to say it.
Yeah, well.
If you
appreciate baseball in any form, you see those two bonehead plays and you go, that can't happen on major league level.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, man. General knowledge, valid answer for U.S. history.
Okay.
All right, here we go. There are two Nobel Peace Prize winners from the state of Georgia. Give me one of them.
I wouldn't even know.
Oh, man. Out. Thomas. Martin Luther King is one of them. Who's the other?
Georgia.
All that old peanut farmer. Jimmy Carter won the Nobel Peace Prize years later for his peace efforts where he forged some kind of a...
What year was he president? 80s? Early 80s, right?
1980, 84.
He went?
Yeah.
No, Carter was still 81.
Oh, 77, 81. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 77, 81.
Yeah, he won the Nobel Peace Prize because he went abroad somewhere to formulate some kind of peace thing.
He was a peaceful man.
International conflicts, human rights. He traveled. He went on the road and tried to find peaceful solutions to international conflicts. That's what he did.
He was a peace guy.
Yeah, he was a peaceman.
He was a peaceman. He was. Everybody says he was a kind man.
Yes,
and peaceful.
Oh, yeah, so wait a minute. Why I keep saying is.
Yeah.
Still with us.
He did mediate peace talks between Israel and Egypt with the Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin.
Oh, there you go.
Back in the day. But I don't think that's why he got it.
Hold on, I'm looking.
He got it after he left office.
Well, he kept doing peaceful stuff.
Yeah, he went, yes. He was on peace missions.
Yeah.
And Habitat for Humanity, and he met with world leaders.
Right.
But that was when he was out of office. Because he didn't get the Nobel Peace Prize until 2002.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. So let's go David and Rock. But he was a peaceman. let's take a break. David, you're going to be next. We have one open line, 610-622-0975. Jason Stark coming up at 4. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time to update our Twitter poll at 3:30 on the Mike Missinelli Show. Flyer hockey night, Sixer basketball night, Phillies baseball night. Flyers begin the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Montreal Canadiens. -150. They are favored tonight to win this game. Let's get an update on our Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 600 votes on this one. Who have you been most impressed with? 28% say AV, 24% say Kevin Hayes, 45% say Carter Hart, and 3% say right in below. People citing the entire team. Pretty much, yeah.
Carter Hart winning it.
Carter Hart,
45%.
Yeah.
Carter Hart.
Yes.
All right. Today's general knowledge presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs. who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox when precision measurements matter. Be sure with Testo. Every caller that gets a question correct today gets a $100 gift card to Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken. Go to jaspersbackyard.com. You can order takeout or delivery. You can sit in their beautiful outdoor patio. And head chef Hillary Hamilton, she just won Best New Chef of the Main Line. That's right. Order family dinners for takeout. They got great fried chicken, ribs, roasted potatoes, Caesar salad, homemade pretzel rolls, good food over there at Jasper's Backyard. All right, let's go back to the phones and talk to David in Roxborough. What's up, David?
Yo, guys, Mike, Ty, Nat, how you doing?
Good, David, how you doing?
Good. Well, first, a little quick update for Ty. The Pongo's owner in 101 Dalmatians, if you remember at the end of the movie, he had a major hit with his Cruella de Vil song, so they were living large at the end of it because they had a big hit. Right. With his, they could support all those 100 Dalmatians.
There you go. So it was worth keeping them because eventually God provided
the inspiration for a hit.
Puppies,
yep.
Yes. Can't be just giving away puppies like that. Come on, that was like a mother and father type of situation with the Dalmatians,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
It's 100 dogs. You don't have.
Well, that's what I mean. But the mom and pop are there.
Look how much work one dog is.
They weren't
100 dogs.
Them,
so you're taking care of all 100.
It lived outdoor. It was an outdoor area. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, David.
But my quick point on the Sixers. I'm a little tired. I'm not going to defend them here. Surprisingly, how the national media talks about them. Mm-hmm. There's two guys in Utah that actually hate each other, and yet we're the stars that are getting broken up. Although there's been no outwardly. Points that they would make people think that Joe and Ben hate each other. Also, you have Giannis in year like 7 or 8, hasn't even sniffed the finals yet, but he doesn't get any criticism. He can headbutt people. It's like if Boogie Cousins did that to someone, headbutted someone, he's a thug. But Giannis is nothing. It's no problem. I just think it's ridiculous how the national media portrays the Sixers. It's because they know the fans are sensitive and will defend and will get clicks.
Well, I mean, I don't know about all that, but I think there's this backlash from the Sixers and what they did in the process. So naturally, there's a jaundiced eye that looks at the Sixers. And a lot of people probably like the fact that they haven't won yet. But Milwaukee's going to be in the finals this year.
Yeah, well, I think Toronto can beat them, but they probably won't match up with each other.
Yeah, I think the Bucks are in the finals.
Quick Phillies point. There's nothing really I can say. I've been ranting about them the whole week. It's just disgusting. The bullpen's a joke. But I don't know if anyone else noticed this. Would it kill Tom McCarthy to criticize the Phillies on air and actually call like it is? After that Gene Segura play, he said just a little miscommunication. Are you kidding me? Just a little miscommunication? These are major leagues, and that happens.
Yeah, like, no, listen. These guys are, are they hired by the Phillies? McCarthy and Ben Davis, or are they hired by NBC Sports Philly?
They're such vanilla company, man.
They're not. Listen, their role is cut out for them. They're not going to like overly rip the Phillies. The analyst should at times. I think Ben Davis was just exasperated with the play. Yeah. He was speechless. But you just have to analyze the play. I looked at that play right away and I said that's Rhys Hoskins' fault. Now I hate Segura. But the fact is,
in the beginning, you can hear. But
but he's got to be like I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because I'm thinking Segura is. Well, I'm not hearing anybody call for it. I have to get it, and then he trips over the mound, which he didn't account for, and that's a stupid play on his part because he knows he's transporting himself across a mound.
Inexcusable for Major League.
Yeah, you're totally right. All right, man. Here we go with the general knowledge question. This is the foods they ate. The foods they ate. So let's go here with, what did John the Baptist eat in the Bible? What did John the Baptist survive on?
Jeez. I don't think I've read the Bible since I was in like third grade in Catholic school.
Yeah. Well, if you went to Catholic school, this is an outrage that you don't know this.
I don't know. Fish?
Well, that's a good guess, but it's not fish. John, Natalie.
You know what? I was going to say
plaid
fish, too.
Skirt. I know.
I don't.
Oh, John the Baptist ate locusts and honey.
That's right.
Yes.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah, he made it work.
I mean,
locusts and honey.
Probably crunchy.
My man was a pious individual.
He was. He was. Poor guy.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Jimmy Carter, I wanted to check with this with you because he's such a peaceman that I'm thinking that maybe it wouldn't surprise me that he would have invented the sign of peace.
He might have.
Because that's a nouveau thing in the Catholic Church. When did the sign of peace come aboard in Catholic Church?
I don't know. I always hated it in church. It gave me anxiety.
I didn't like it either. It started fairly. It's fairly recent. It went like what, 80s?
I don't know. I should know this.
No, it started in 1969.
What? Really?
1969?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Yeah, I'm just reading.
69? They brought the sign of peace in?
Yeah.
Man.
Actually, at St. William, we wore peace pins.
Well, when was that? 80s?
No, 90s.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking. I thought the sign of peace was like nouveau.
I mean, by 1969 for
Booney got away. Booney's a good Irish Catholic man, isn't he?
Yeah.
Booney, when do you remember sign of peace? He's a mask on man.
He is. Yeah, I didn't dig it.
No, it was awkward.
It was so awkward.
Yeah,
and you didn't know if you would shake hands.
Turn behind.
Yeah.
You know?
Do the
like, I didn't never want to.
Booney thinks the 80s.
Yeah.
Maybe it didn't get popular here to the 80s.
Yeah,
but they say it was revised in 69, the sign of peace was used.
Yeah, I don't remember as a young man that the sign of peace was in existence.
And they say still to this day, it's not obligatory.
No, you don't have to give the sign of peace.
Well, but it's part of the what the priest says, right?
What I mean is
part of the ceremony. You can sit there like a numbskull and not turn around. Like, here's what I just.
No, he's saying not every mass does it.
Really?
According to this, yeah, we are.
We're
on the East Coast.
I haven't been to a mass in a long time.
What about on the West Coast mass? There's plenty of Catholics out in California and them. Maybe they don't do it out
there. Actually, last time I was in Florida, I got a buddy who like never missed mass. Two buddies. So they drug me to. I got up and went with them.
Did you know all the words?
Yeah, it came back.
Because they changed.
It came back. I was kind of familiar. But this was in Florida. They were doing a sign of peace in Florida.
Yeah. Well, no, the words are, and with your spirit. When they used to say, peace be with you, you would say, and also with you. Congregation changed. No, they changed a couple words.
That's not just it. When I go to the wafer supper and stuff, and they do it, you still say it the old school way.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would sit in the pew and I go, okay, I can't avoid the guy to my left, but maybe the guy to my right doesn't want to do it. So I would turn to the left. I give him a little peace.
Yeah.
And then invariably I had turned to the right. But then I would see the hand come over would come over my shoulder from the pew behind. I always dreaded the hand over the shoulder.
I know. And then
you got to go, swivel around.
I know, and then if you catch somebody else's eyesight, then you have to say something to them, and sometimes it would just go on for a little too long.
Listen, I understand it's very peaceful. It's a peaceful thing to do. But, all right, TJ in New Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. TJ.
What's up, Mike?
How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. I'm pretty psyched for tonight's game, playoff hockey.
Yes, sir. So how did that game end today with the they won overtime today, too, with Boston.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I was working. I just got home. I'm getting ready to, put my jersey on, maybe get some pizza,
mm-hmm.
and, hopefully watch TK and the Flyers tear it up tonight.
Yeah, well, I think they'll win tonight.
Yeah, I think my guy that's going to break out this playoffs, it's either going to be TK or Sean Couturier. And then, of course, Carter Hart's definitely going to...
Yeah, so you're seeing a first-line or a second-line guy scoring tonight. I like it.
Yeah, we need to score in the first 10 minutes and then set the tone and just come at them. Their first line is a couple young guys. I think we need to just come at them hard. I think AV knows what he's doing in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
and I think, it's going to be a good run for us. I'm excited, man.
Well, listen, since you're a hockey man, first of all, the Bruins won today 4-3. In the second overtime. Since you're a hockey man, there is a people are now talking about the length of overtime and whether they should call it after a certain point.
No, not at all.
You're on board.
No, not at all.
Okay, so it goes five overtimes. You're good.
Let it go 10 if it has to.
The discussion is: should the playoffs ditch endless overtime?
Endless, yeah. It should. I mean, it has to go.
Well, and the endless would be five. suppose you get through two, would two be enough to have it be settled with a shootout?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe a shootout, maybe a 3-on-3, 5 minutes, then a shootout. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. See, a lot of people want to change baseball. Should you change the NHL playoffs if it gets to the point? Like, these teams are grinding each other out in game one of a long road,
Yeah.
Like, how about the first round, a change in the first round that would limit overtime?
Maybe the first round, yeah, I guess. I'm kind of, you know, in between there.
Yeah, all right. All right, let me give you a general knowledge question for a $100 gift card to Jasper's Backyard.
Of course.
Let's go with this one here. What is the world's most popular spreadsheet program?
World's most popular spreadsheet
program? Computer program. The most popular spreadsheet program came out a long time ago.
Windows Excel?
That is correct. It is Microsoft Excel. What's the matter? You're crinkling.
Why? Because he said right. Windows.
No. I feel like that was a Google.
No, it wasn't.
That's why he said Windows. Because he Googles it, and then what comes up is Windows Excel.
I think he said it quick enough.
Yeah.
I think he said Excel.
Yeah. He didn't have time to type that fast.
You are hardcore today.
He thinks everybody has like
puppies. No prizes.
I said not 100 puppies. I didn't say no puppies. I think there's a line here.
How quick do you think people's thumbs are? Thumbs of fury that I have to type into the Google.
Booney's a nice Catholic man. We've mentioned that this segment. He thinks it was Google-ish.
He thought the last one was Google-ish?
He thought that was Google-ish.
No.
So I'm going to defer to the nice Catholic gentleman from Delaware.
I don't know.
He won. I'm just saying you got to watch it.
We'll watch it from this point on. We'll be more diligent about this.
I
wasn't even thinking he was Googling.
No.
He sounded like a guy was just in thought.
Might have been.
All right, 610-632-0975. That's how you get in. Mike Missinelli Show continues. 3 minutes.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, 3:46, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. You know, you were screaming for the manager of the Phillies to make a move, and he did. And you're still not happy today, Tyrone. You were talking to me. You said, well, what? At least he can play Goslin at second base. And tonight he's doing it. He's got Goslin in the lineup and Kingery out of the lineup tonight. Yeah. But you're not happy because Segura and Quinn are both back in the lineup after the faux pas. You're a punishment man. You're in favor of punishment.
It depends.
When guys do wrong.
It depends. Jetpacks, I think, just needed a day.
Uh-huh.
I think that he's still not
many
right.
Days.
He might.
Yes.
He might. And perhaps giving him the contract before he knew where he was going to play was not the smartest thing in the world. But that's a previous decision. But it's just, I think physical mistakes, like a strikeout or something, that's not really a punishment. This is a
mental mistake.
Mental mistakes, I think, should have some punishment for it, not physical mistakes. Like, I wouldn't bench a basketball player for missing shots, but if you're stepping out of bounds, you don't know where you are on the court, that kind of thing.
Well, here's Joe. He's playing it straight because the Orioles turn a left-hander tonight, and so he doesn't trust Haseley, and he's got Quinn Bat from the right side. So your lineup tonight, although he does have, well, he's got Knapp in there, who's the switch hitter. All right, so here's your lineup. McCutcheon, Hoskins, Harper, Realmuto's your DH tonight. Segura hitting 5th, Didi hitting 6th, Goslin playing 2nd base hitting 7th. Knapp catching tonight. What is he, Eflin's personal catcher? And then Quinn in center field. Well, okay. He's loading up with righty. He's playing conventional.
Fine.
What is this? Is this left-hander tough left-hander?
No, he's not tough. He's not tough.
What's going on?
He's
here?
Not tough. No.
Is he lights out?
He's definitely not tough. No. They wouldn't be favored in this game like that.
They're 177.
They wouldn't be favored if it was a tough lefty.
They believe in Effie.
Fine. He knows more. It's just that I think that left a lot. He can't worry about the fans, but that game left a bad taste in a lot of fans' mouths. And then come out with those same guys. They're lucky there's not fans in the building. Because there'd be some boos in that joint tonight.
They should have pressed the boo button last night for sound. We'll talk to Jason Starr coming up before about these baseball issues. Flyers and Canadiens tonight. You know, the Canadiens have one of my favorite players. I always wanted to acquire this guy. There was always talk of acquiring him or signing him as a free agent. Now he's older. Shea Weber.
Yeah.
They
did sign him, but it was restricted, and they
is that what happened?
Yeah, when he was with Nashville.
All right, so they did make a grab for him.
Yeah, I always liked him, man.
He's like a 10-time All-Star, that dude. Now he's 34, but he's their captain. I don't know. He hasn't made the All-Star team in the last couple of years. I always liked him. All right, let's go Diane on a cell. Diane, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Diane.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Diane.
It's good to talk to you again. I called you back in November. I don't know if you remember. And I won tickets to the Flyers. And I'm the mom of three boys.
Oh, sure. I remember that. Yes. You won the Flyer tickets.
Yes. Very happy to talk to you because, you know, I love your show.
Well, thank you very much, Diane.
And, of course, I'm very excited about the Flyers.
Are you feeling good about this series?
I am. I think they're going to win the whole thing, personally. The whole thing.
Well, I hope you're right, because that would be great. It would salvage this year tremendously.
Yes, it would. It would. And we need something good in our, you know, lives. So
yes.
That would make me happy.
Yep.
But anyway, you brighten my day. I listen to you all the time. So.
Well, listen,
I finally got to call in.
I appreciate you calling in, Diane, and giving us a little Flyer flavor. And now it is your chance to try to win a $100 gift card.
Oh, Diane, gosh. The pressure is on,
but it's a Disney villain. So if you raise children, you know, you should be familiar with the villains here.
Well,
right?
Maybe. Okay.
All right, let's see. The villain is Jafar.
Oh, my
God. And what is the movie? Jafar.
Oh, my God. I am going to draw a total blank.
Should I give her a hint?
That's a violation.
It's kind of like got an Eastern Asian type of motif.
Oh. Lion King? I'll just throw it out there.
It's not the Lion King. It is Aladdin.
Oh.
Jafar is an Aladdin.
Great villain.
He was a great villain.
Yeah.
Must have never been to Wildwood.
Why?
Because you got to get to the beach, you got to be like Aladdin.
Oh, what, going through the desert?
Yeah, pretty much.
You
got to be like Aladdin.
I didn't know you were going with that one.
I know.
Jesus. Okay, don't remind me. Little Mikey Miss spent 15 straight years walking that beach.
It takes forever. Load up all your stuff. Don't forget anything, because that's it. We're not going back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're not going back. We're all nestled in. All right, let's go, Chris, and I want to sell. Chris, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Chris.
Hey, guys. I'm Natalie, Mike, and Tyrone. I love your show. And, Mike, for about 30 years, I've been listening to you in some fashion. And while I don't always agree with you, you're always greatly entertaining, and that's all anybody can ask for.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. But again, I do not understand how you cannot always agree. I mean, that's befuddling to me.
Are you ready? Here you go. When you guys talked about Ben Simmons, my hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
Uh-huh.
Listen, there's no denying he's an outstanding athlete. He does things that other people can't do. But we all had hoped that he would be one of these players that could take us to a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you why that's never going to happen with him. I'm not saying we won't go. I'm not saying he won't be the fourth guy on a team that we need.
Okay.
But for him to be a great player, and you mentioned comparison to Giannis, over time, Giannis has gotten better. Because if you look at the stats in basketball, they take a look at attempts of shots at a certain distance, 0 to 3 feet, 3 to 10 feet,
mm-hmm.
10 to 17 feet. And Giannis, over the first 5 years of his career, has increased that percentage every year.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Ben Simmons, can you believe this? But over the years, he's gotten closer to the basket, not further from the basket.
Well, I can't deny your concern, and I share the concern. What I'm saying to you is... You're not going to get the value that he's worth. And so you can't give up on him this soon. Now, if it happens in the next 2 years where he's still the same, then, you know, listen, you want to call and I'll help you move him out of town. Right.
Well, I'm not
you can't. You're angry about it, and you're letting your anger rule this situation. That's all I'm saying to you. I'm angry too, but I'm not angry enough to just give it away. He's young.
I didn't say that, but he won't be the player we all expect him to be.
You might be right, so but I need to see a little more. I'm sorry. All right, man. Here's your general knowledge question. This is a valid answer on U.S. history, so it's multi answers. All right, so let's go with this question right here. Give me one of the six space shuttles.
Challenger?
What was that? Challenger? Challenger's correct. Hold on a second. Challenger.
Aww.
All right, astronaut Nat.
Yeah.
What are they?
Challenger Apollo? Right?
No. Not Apollo.
Oh, the names of the space shuttles.
Space shuttles.
I should know this.
Not the space programs.
Right.
Space shuttles. Columbia. Challenger. Discovery.
Oh.
Atlantis. Endeavor. And Enterprise.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break. Jason Starr coming up at 4. We'll talk some baseball issues. What happened last night? A debacle. Where do they go from here? Mike Misnelli Show continues right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.